Senator Woodsum and Representative Barry, members of the committee, my name is Chris O'Neill. I'm a lobbyist. I work for Friends of Maine's Mountains here in support of LD 1262. None of us here ever got a driver's license without taking a test, and that test was done on the road behind a real automobile. 10 years ago, we rolled out what has come to be known as the Wind Act, and it essentially rolled out the red carpet for wind energy in Maine. Shortly thereafter, we decided and enacted legislation that similarly promotes wind energy development offshore. We have since gained the benefit of lots of experience. Rural communities all over northern Maine have been torn apart. Families, cousins, brothers and sisters have been torn apart by the insidious nature of wind energy's invasion. You'll see it played out here today. What we now know after experience is that wind energy is a very high impact and very low benefit endeavor. But it sure sounded good 10 years ago when it made us feel good to want to pursue it. Billions of dollars later, we're providing 1, maybe 2% on a good day of the grid's electricity from wind energy in Maine. You'll get even less from this project. Visual impact counts. People say beauty in the eye of the beholder. You've got cell towers, which are necessary and useful. But the 2014 Critical Insights poll showed clearly that once people realize how unnecessary and useless and unsustainable wind energy is, their opinion of looking at it becomes much more adverse. I invite you to look up the results of that poll. A good outcome would not be for you to intervene or interject into a municipal proposal, but a great outcome would be for a representative of the university or anybody involved with Aquaventus to come to you and say, vote to kill this bill. We will move the project beyond the horizon. Just like you take a test to drive a vehicle on a real road in a real vehicle, if they want to test against big waves and hurricanes, line loss, against maintenance costs and terrorists, why not put it out there on the real playing field where the turbines would be? Ideally, they'll take it offshore beyond there. And if indeed there are these benefits that are often proposed and promised, counter to what our experience has shown us, if those benefits exist, let them provide them from beyond the horizon. I'd be happy to answer questions if you have them.
Seeing no questions, thank you very much for your testimony. Phil Lathrop from Bristol.